He felt terribly alone. There was the feel of deceleration, and the robot entered. Its somber, ruddy eyes took in the details of Bailey's harness. Efficiently, it tightened a wingnut. Quickly, it surveyed the details of the hydraulic system. It said, "We will be landing in 3 hours. You will remain, if you please, in this room. A man will come to escort you out and to take you to your place of residence."
"Wait,"
said Bailey tensely. Strapped in as he was, he felt helpless.
"When we land, what time of day will it be?"
The robot said at once, "By galactic standard time, it will be..."
"Local time, boy, local time, Jehoshaphat."
The robot continued smoothly. "The day on Solaria is 28.35 standard hours in length. The Solarian hour is divided into 10 decads, each of which is divided into 100 centads. We are scheduled to arrive at an airport, at which the day will be at the 20th centad of the 5th decad. Bailey hated that robot. He hated it for its obtuseness and not understanding, for the way it was making him ask the question directly and exposing his own weakness. He had to. He said flatly,
"Will it be daytime?"
And after all that, the robot answered, "Yes, sir," and left.
It would be day.
He would have to step out onto the unprotected surface of a planet in daytime. He was not quite sure how it would be. He had seen glimpses of planetary surfaces from certain points within the city. He had even been out upon it for moments. Always, though, he had been surrounded by walls or within reach of one. There was always safety at hand. Where would there be safety now? Not even the false walls of darkness. And because he would not display weakness before the spacers, he'd be damned if he would. He stiffened his body against the webbing that held him safe against the forces of deceleration, closed his eyes, and stubbornly fought panic.